The war in Colombia is getting worse following the government's decision to break off peace talks with leftist guerrillas last week. Colombia's Air Force continues to bomb rebel positions in the former guerrilla safe haven, which is located in the southern part of the country. The rebels have responded by knocking out electricity, television, and cable communications in the region. On Saturday, they kidnapped another Colombian politician as she tried to visit the area. Ingrid Betancourt is a presidential candidate who's been one of the rebels' most outspoken critics. From San Vicente, Colombia, Stephen Dudley reports.
Betancourt, who has scant support in the polls, ignored repeated warnings from both the army and the guerrillas from the country's largest rebel group, the FARC, that she should not try to come to San Vicente, the town which was home to peace talks during the last 3 years between the FARC and the government, has become the center of the hurricane in recent days. Using real-time intelligence provided by U.S. government satellites, Colombian Air Force sorties are strafing rebel columns and bombing guerrilla encampments in what was a Switzerland-sized safe haven for the FARC. Not to be outdone, the rebels have barricaded highways and let loose a series of attacks on the country's infrastructure. The rebels are said to be seeking to swap the politicians for guerrilla prisoners in Colombian jails. President Andrés Pastrana visited San Vicente himself on Saturday to tell the people he would not forget the effort they made for peace. He was joined by two U.S. military officials from the embassy who said they were simply inspecting the area at the request of the Colombian government. The U.S. has provided Colombia with over $1 billion in aid during the last 2 years. President Bush has proposed sending another $500 million this year. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in San Vicente, Colombia.